Really great. The next gentleman coming to the stage has like a whole network of podcasts. He is a great dude, longtime supporter of our show, and we love what he does very much. This is Patrick O'Rourke. You're welcome.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, man.
My favorite X-Men movie is X-Men 3. I'm just going to put that out there. I'm the only one in the world who likes that movie. Yes! Yes, that guy is awesome. I want the audience to hate me right away. All right.
So,
thanks. I just thought, anyway, I don't want to get into it. I got a whole different story planned. So, no matter how high the cliff gets, no matter how long it took me to get there, no matter how breathtaking the sky looks, I don't want to stand and enjoy the view. I want to drive right off the edge and careen into a valley. I get into stuff. I wear my heart on my sleeve, and I like uncertainty. Throughout my life, different things have grabbed onto me, and I put it all on the line for them. For better or worse, it's who I am, and it has led to many positive things. But it is a path that is wrought with failure and hard-learned lessons. For example, when I was in my early 20s, I played with leveraged ETFs, so much that they almost ruined my life. For those of you not in the know, a leveraged ETF is a stock trading utility whose price is designed to move in multiples of 2, 3, or more times the price movement of its target index. The target index may be broad-based like the S&P 500, the Dow, or the NASDAQ, or it could be a basket chosen to follow a specific area of the economy, such as the tech sector. You all totally get what I'm talking about, right? So let's say an index or basket of stocks moves 3%, like it grows by 3%. You purchase a leveraged ETF on that basket, let's say it's 2x leveraged, you would get a return of 6%. Right? So it's quite a complicated instrument, but I'll leave it there for the sake of time. Basically, it's a great way to make the market work a little harder for you, and an even better way to lose a bunch of money really quickly. The thing is, once you start trading these things, the regular market can't cut it anymore. There's no excitement, no stakes, no crying at night wondering how you're going to pay rent. There's simply not enough risk. When trading, risk tolerance is the number one thing advisors talk about. How willing are you to allow your assets to drop to zero? For most people, they don't want this to happen. And in order to avoid that, they invest in reasonable, slow-growing, very boring things like IRAs and 401ks. But for me, I'm confident. I'm self-assured. I'm a delusional old millennial. I'm like Goku as he prepared for his battle with Cell. Given enough time and training, I know I could emerge victorious and prevent global disaster. For those of you not in the know, during the Cell saga of the animated series Dragon Ball Z, Cell is an android who is hell-bent on destroying the world. Saiyan warriors Goku and his half-human son Gohan are the universe's only hope, yet they are still too weak to defeat him. So, they enter the hyperbolic time chamber. The hyperbolic time chamber is a tool in which 1 year inside the chamber is equivalent to 1 day on the outside, thus giving our father-son duo time to prepare for the battle. It's quite a complicated story, but I'm going to leave it there for the sake of time. Anyway, as much as I hate to admit it, Dragon Ball Z, as far as we know, is fiction. In the real world, time is finite, and life moves forward. So I grew older, and I fell in love with my former girlfriend, and she didn't think that my style of investing would lead to a manageable future for myself or those that I care about. And she was right, so I stopped. Now, I'm 30 years old, and I no longer trade leveraged ETFs. I play Hearthstone. And seriously, I think it's ruining my life. For those of you not in the know, Hearthstone, technically called Hearthstone Heroes of Warcraft, is a free-to-play online collectible card video game developed and published by Blizzard Entertainment. Hearthstone builds upon the lore of the Warcraft franchise using characters, creatures, and relics from the series. The strategy in this game is quite complicated, and I think I've set enough time to really dive in. There are a series of heroes, each with a special ability and 30 hit points. First one to 0 hit points loses. Your cards cast minions onto a battlefield. And as the player, you must decide between defeating the minions or using your minions to do damage against the hero. As you can tell, this leads to complex deck building techniques that allow a vast range of gameplay styles. Within the game, you move up the ranks by defeating your enemies and reach elite status. But if you lose, you move down the ranks. And that's the problem. I am nowhere close to elite status. I'm not making any progress on moving up the ladder. I get to about level 17, the Tauren Warrior, and then lose my shirt all the way back to level 20, the Shield Bearer. And there's the thing. You can't get any lower than the Shield Bearer. That's where you stop going backwards every time you lose. There is no risk at level 20. It's just ground zero, bottom of the barrel. And I've been playing for a year, still nowhere. I had so many sleepless nights planning my next move, acquiring the next card that will surely make my deck unbeatable. And I've tried every type of deck too. Everything from a hunter who will shoot off the face of his enemies, to the mage who will freeze the opposition in its tracks, to a warrior who slashes through the hordes of the undead. None of it is getting me anywhere. There I am, month after month, stuck at level 20. My wife, also known as my former girlfriend, thinks that the time I've invested into this game isn't going to lead to a manageable future for myself or those I care about. And she's right, so I have to stop playing, because if there is anything that I've been all in on in my life, it's her. I hold her in higher regard than season 3 of Star Trek The Next Generation, the album God Damn It by Alkaline Trio, and even season 4 of Star Trek The Next Generation. Because without her, I would either be a playboy in the penthouse suite of the Trump Tower or bankrupt living in the gutter. Two places I never want to be. All right, thank you.
Thank you, Patrick. This show is so mushy. Jeez, is everyone going to talk about people that they love and stuff? I love this show. I love you guys. You're all my boyfriends and girlfriends now. Deal with it. So Patrick is the head of a podcast network called